my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, neighbor. Tuesday morning, bright and happy, cheerful day today. Youth Conference, June the 17th through the 20th. I mean, the clock is ticking now. We don't look at about in days. We're at hours now. It's just right around the corner. Father's Day is on the 16th, and on Monday we begin the Nationwide Youth Conference, Santa Clara, California. Oh, it's going to be a time. It'll be a time, a great time. You can watch it online. We begin at 6:30 at night, right, Brother Ethan? 6 o'clock? Oh, it's going to be great. Normally our service is Wednesday at 6:30, but this week, 6 o'clock coming up on June 17th through the 20th. Here's the song. Everybody will be happy over there. We have the students from Golden State Baptist College. Pray for them. We have several groups that are out traveling the country. Pray for their safety and pray that God will use them and that students would come to Golden State.
There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon the glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there.
Sisters, brothers will be singing round the throne in that land where no one ever knows or can. And the Christians of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there.
That's a great song. And what a joy when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. We're in 2 Peter today. Yesterday, we looked at verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You talk about a powerful verse, Jesus Christ, two times mentioned there, Savior, God. Oh, my goodness, our precious faith, our the righteousness. And yesterday we looked at all these seven times about that the word precious is found in 1 and 2 Peter. Very, very special, very valuable. Thank God for that which is so precious, His blood, the trials we go through, the promises, the faith. And today we pick it up in verse number 2. We have another song to sing, play for you right now. Heaven Came Down. And then we're in 2 Peter 1:2. Here's the song.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, He made all the darkness depart.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from His precious hand I've received.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, made me whole. My sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
We're in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 2, grace. Woo! Marvelous grace. Would you circle? I have it circled in my Bible. Grace and peace. Those are two good words. Grace, it doesn't mean just as if you've never sinned. No, we're sinners. It does mean God's riches at Christ's expense. You can G-R-A-C, you can make an acrostic at it. God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace, undeserved favor. I don't deserve it. When someone is gracious to us, they're bestowing undeserved favor. You know, I do not deserve the privilege of pastoring the North Valley Baptist Church. I don't deserve that. I mean, good night. I look at these people, who they are, godly and servants and singers and shout up, love the Lord and tithers and a sacrifice. I look who my people are. That is God's grace. I look at the privilege of being a pastor, a minister of the gospel. That's God's grace. Grace and peace, an inner calm. Well, how do you get this grace and peace? He goes, well, I want it to be multiplied. I want you to have abundant grace, overflowing grace, overflowing grace. Now, peace, how? May it be multiplied? Here it is, through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if we're not careful with our knowledge, we think about, our mind is focused on the discouragements of life. We get this, this grace and peace are a result of the knowledge of God. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of Him all the day long. thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. It is so easy for me to get my mind on something else. My mind on, oh, I tell you, betrayal breaks my heart. Just breaks my heart. Wounds my spirit. Betrayal. You can put a lifetime in some people's lives, and in a heartbeat, they can turn on you. It just breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Whoever, I had a preacher who's been in his church over 40 years. He called me and goes, whoever would have thought that person would have turned on me like this? Who I never would have thought it. Never, never, ever, ever. It's not even possible. He goes, Brother Treebrow, I'm so discouraged over this thought. Well, I know. Been there, done that too often. And as we see the day approaching, see it all the more. And if I'm not careful, I get so wounded in my heart with a betrayal, financial pressures. They're just there every day, all the time, everything. And if we're not careful, we begin to see all this sin and corruption in our country and the anti-God, and it gets overwhelming. But God says, I don't want you to live there. I want you to be living with the knowledge of God, not the knowledge of the economy, not the knowledge of betrayal, not the knowledge of sadness, not the knowledge of, oh, I'm so ashamed to tell you. I'm not going to tell you when this was, but I just poured my heart out to God. I said, God, I'm just sad. I'm just sad. And God says, now, son, sadness doesn't come from me. I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, power, might, sound mind. You know, whenever I get the poor me attitude, and I try not to talk about it when I'm in that, but whenever I get that spirit and that overwhelming and discouragement, and wait a minute, wait, Moses got it. He said, even God killed me. Elijah got overwhelmed. God killed me. Jonah, the great revivalist, got it. He said, God, I want to die. Don't tell me that you don't go through trials and troubles that are so overwhelming that sometimes you feel like giving up. That's part of it. I guess that's part of life. We're so weak. We're so frail. But you know what? When I get my mind on the Lord Jesus Christ and all he's done for me, and I get looking at these trees and the flowers and the mountains and the sunsets and the sunrises, and I hear the birds singing, and I think about all that God has done for me, and I hear good Christian music, and I hear it, and I see the people of God, and I watch the buses roll out of here, wheels of mercy, I call them, and I see those offering plates being passed and those ushers coming forward and that great choir singing and that great orchestra playing, and I see the people of God. I tell you what, I read the Word of God. I get all fired up. I'm thinking my knowledge is on Him. And you know what happens? More grace, overflowing, multiplied grace, and multiplied peace. I'm in charge of how much peace I want and how much grace I want. And you can focus on that which is not lovely, Philippians 4:8. You can focus on things that are true and lovely and good report and virtuous, anything that's praiseworthy. And if I think on these things, I'll be okay. Get your mind right today, folks. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Maybe you ought to look up for me today when we're off the air. Matthew 1:2-4. It's the way I've memorized that verse. Matthew 1:2-4. 1, 2, 3, there's no such thing. Yes, 12:34. Matthew 1:2-4. Have a great day, Father. Bless these dear listeners, I pray, and give us a day that would honor thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.